With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A ruling that frozen embryos are children under Alabama state law.
The ruling Friday in a pair of wrongful death cases brought by couples who had frozen embryos destroyed in an accident at a fertility clinic. In 2020, a patient wandered into the storage area, picked up several embryos, then dropped them on the floor, killing them. The justices say an 1872 state law allowing parents to sue over the death of a minor child applies to all unborn children, regardless of their location. The ruling brought a rush of warnings from groups and advocates who say it will have sweeping implications for fertility treatments in Alabama. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan has subpoenaed Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra for records on unaccompanied alien children, or UACs, released into the U.S., who Jordan says are behind some of the most heinous criminal acts against Americans. From fiscal year 2021 through 2023, more than 370,000 UACs have been released into the U.S. Almost 70% are male. Almost 72% are between the ages of 15 and 18. Nikki Haley has no intention of dropping out.
Haley said she's not going anywhere, even if she loses her home state South Carolina primary this weekend. In a Tuesday speech, she said she's heard the calls to drop out, but she plans to campaign until the last person votes. Polls show Haley trailing Donald Trump by 30 points or more. Yet she argued that most states haven't held their primaries yet and that people deserve a real choice. Haley said, "We don't anoint kings in this country. We have elections." Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. There's a battle going on over conversion therapy in the United Kingdom.
Parliament is considering a bill that would make it illegal for counselors to help young people abandon the gay lifestyle. A growing number of states here in the U.S. have passed similar legislation. But resistance is growing in England. A majority of the House of Lords spoke out against the conversion ban this month, saying it represents a clear threat to both religious freedom and free speech. A vote is expected to take place in March. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another scandal for the Catholic Church. The funeral of a man posing as a woman at New York's St. Patrick's Cathedral last week has drawn a denunciation from a senior church official. Enrique Salvo, the head pastor at St. Patrick's, said he did not know that the deceased was a queer trans activist until after services began. He calls the mass sacrilegious and deceptive. The event was apparently approved by New York Archbishop Timothy Dolan. This is SRN News. American Airlines is raising bag fees and pushing customers to buy tickets directly from the airline if they want to earn customer loyalty points.
American says checking a bag on domestic flights will go from $30 to $35 online. It will be $40 if purchased at the airport. The fee for a second check bag will rise from $40 to $45 both online and at the airport. American says it hasn't raised bag fees since 2018. The carrier also says most customers will have to buy tickets directly from the airline or partner airlines or approved travel sites if they want to earn frequent flyer points. Rich Thomason reporting.
A United Airlines flight from San Francisco to Boston made an emergency landing in Denver Monday due to a damaged wing. United Flight 354 was diverted to Denver to address an issue with a slat on the wing. Video by a passenger shows chunks missing. More details at SRNnews.com.